Wagwan speakers, welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! How are you guys doing? Hope you're well since the last time we spoke. This is episode 75. Ask about me, road to 100 episodes. Anyway, before you guys come for me, I can explain. So on Sunday, I didn't upload an episode because I went like, I was supposed to upload an episode. Of course, I upload every Sunday, Wednesday, and Sunday. So this past Sunday, I wasn't able to upload because like I made an impromptu trip on Saturday. And then I thought I would be back by Sunday and then record the episode that Sunday and upload it. But I actually didn't make it back on Sunday. So I came back just yesterday, which is Monday. So I couldn't like record this and I was too exhausted. So I'm recording this today on Tuesday. It's like 3:06 a.m. I said it's me and my weird recording hours against the world. So yeah, this episode is just to make up for the Sunday episode. So this is going to go up immediately. I've just finished recording it. And then, of course, expect another episode on Wednesday, which is tomorrow. So yeah, I have to make it up. I have to make it up to you guys because guys were coming on my DMs. Guys are almost killing me on my DMs. Anyway, shout out to you guys anyway. So I hope you guys have been well. And yeah, I missed you guys. I feel like if I go a week without recording this pod, I feel like there's something missing. Like, as much as I didn't record and upload on Sunday, I felt so bad. Wherever I was, I just felt like, something was missing, literally. I felt so guilty. So, yeah. So, here I am. Anyway, first things first, you guys. I have great news. I'm so proud. I'm so happy. You guys, I'm officially going to record my first episode for the Unspoken Story series. What? You know, when I was like, the last few episodes where I've been telling you guys, submit your stories, share your story with the world, join the Watch Unspoken Stories series. My God, I didn't even think someone's going to be interested in like applying. I was like, okay. You feel like, you know, when you're an artist or you're creative, when you're creating something, you're always thinking about the negative. I don't know if it's only me, but I'm always feeling like, okay, now who's going to be interested in my shit? Who has time for this shit? I don't know, but we always think that. But I was like, so who's going to like be interested in hearing their story? But you guys, I'm so happy. Like, I'm seeing your responses. I'm seeing your application. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy. Like, shout out to each speaker out there. So I'm officially going to record my first episode of the What's Your Unspoken Story, this series, on Wednesday. So you guys, we are about what's the word, the train has left the station. We ain't looking back from here. Story after story, and take over the world with our stories. Yeah, that's so sad. But anyway, I'm so happy and grateful for each and every one of you who is sending the application, the responses. I promise you, I'm gonna get back to you slowly by slowly. Napanga pole pole. I'm currently going to, like, according to your location, because you know, yeah. I opened up the application to each and everyone across like Kenya. Okay, yeah. So I have to like take time because I have to come to where you are and record your story. So yeah. Just be patient with me, but know that I have seen all your responses and I'm going to be writing, and just expect an email from me soon if you have submitted your response or your application. Yeah. So happy. So Wednesday, yeah, I'm recording my first episode, my first episode of the series, and it's going to come out soon. If not, of course, I think it's going to come out next week. By the time I edit it and all, it's going to be out next week. So watch out for that. I'm looking forward to like many applications, many responses, and just going out on the road and just collecting these stories. So you better follow me on YouTube. if you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, yo, you better just stop even listening to this episode and go and subscribe, because it's about to be a wild ride out there, because I'm gonna be filming the behind the scenes of everything, the series, and what I'll be doing behind the scenes. Like, okay, I don't want to oversell it, but what's just gonna be there, real, raw and authentic, the journey, everything. So yeah, you guys, check out my YouTube, Unspoken Podcast KE, the life of a Kenyan podcaster behind the scenes, and see how I'm gonna do this, because like I'm excited to experience this with you guys, because this is like my first series ever and I'm documenting it. I've never done such a thing, so I'm excited for this new journey, new adventure. So check out my YouTube, Unspoken Podcast KE. Like, share, subscribe now. And if you haven't filled the link and you have a story that inakuwasha, unasikia story inakuwasha and you want to share with the world, check out the link on my social media, Instagram at Awino Awiti and at Unspoken Podcast KE. Yes, that's what's up. So anyway, speaking of recording and everything, I just thought about like change, like how do you navigate change in life? Like, of course, life is bound to have to come with lots of changes, of course, ups and downs and just lots of changes. And you know what, you guys, let me tell you for free, I am so scared of change. I am so scared. If there's someone who's scared of change, I am so scared of change. I remember even I was scared of change just when I finished high school and I was supposed to now go to college. I was even just scared of just going to college. I remember I was so scared. I don't know. I'm just always just scared of change. Even when I told you guys I moved, I was scared. I was like, what's on the other side? Like, I'm scared of change because I feel like I'm going to fail. Like, I'm scared. I have that fear of failure. I feel like I was scared that, what if things, but I know I'm not the only one. As human beings, you're just programmed that way. Like, what if things don't go the way you've planned? What if things don't work out? We're always scared of that. And it's okay and it's normal. And today's episode I'm just talking about change, scared of change. Because, honestly, I'm at a phase in my life where a lot of changes are happening. Like, I'm now really feeling the deep root of adulting, bro. I remember there's an episode I did like 2 years ago about adulting when I finished like now college, after just finishing college, even before I graduated. I did that episode that adulting is a scam. Oh, I'm laughing at that girl right now because that girl didn't know shit about adulting. That girl 2 years ago didn't know nothing, didn't know shit about adulting, because me now, bro, adulting is killing my ass. It's killing me. Like, I'm now in the deep rootedness. I don't know if that's even correct English, but I'm now in deep in adulting, like imenishika. Like, bro, take me home. Take me to my dad. No, it's too much. So, and with that adulting and everything, it has come with a lot of change. Like, things like I have to do some things differently. There's some things like I have to, there's things are happening too fast. I feel like, oh my God. I feel like things are just happening too fast. I don't know, but when you said change and what change is inevitable, and don't be scared of, do you fear of failure when you're saying that, okay, I didn't know it was going to be this fast. I didn't know things were going to be happening this fast. But yeah, that's life. So that's I have a lot of things going on in my life that require me to change. And I'm scared. And I wanted to share with you guys, like, okay, you're not alone if there's something happening and you're scared. You're scared of failure. You're scared of what's going to happen on the other side. Because I feel like me, honestly, I'm used to a routine. I don't know about anyone, but me, I am used to a routine. I can abide to a routine. Like, a routine in my life. I live alone the workout routine, and I'm not talking about workout routine, skincare routine, just life generally. Like, if I have a job, I know that at 6 a.m. or let's say at 5 a.m. I'm awake. I take my shower, maybe I take my breakfast, I board my cab, or is it my tattoo, and go to work. By 5, I'm out of work, and then I come, buy my dinner, cook my dinner, refresh, and have a shower. The next day, same. I like my routines. Like, now I even have my own routines. I like my routines, honestly. And then when just something comes and just comes in between my routine and I have to change my routine, I'm scared. I'm a scaredy cat. I'm a scaredy cat when it comes to that. Like, I feel like, what's gonna happen? I was reading somewhere that people are scared. People fear sudden change. Yeah, actually, it's true. People fear sudden change, or people fear what's gonna come What's the aftermath of that change? Basically, by the way, people fear that. The fear of unfamiliarity. You don't know what's next. You don't know what's going to be on the other side of that change. On the other, they say, what's the word? Mm-hmm. What is, success is there on, what you want is on the other side of fear, something like that. Success is on the other side of fear. What you want is on the other side of fear, something like that. So, you get so scared because the fear of unfamiliarity, and then you feel like maybe you're gonna fail. But of course, we already know that failure also is inevitable. We learn from our mistakes. Honestly, we are all doing this life thing for the first time. There's no like manual like you should live your life like this. There's no, so we're all doing this life thing for the first time. So being scared is normal. Being scared is very normal. Being scared of change is very normal. But change is inevitable, you guys. You can't just live one routine your entire life. Definitely no. So yeah, me, I'll just say it's like something, if it comes, you have to accept it. Because you guys, let me tell you what even inspired this episode. So I moved where I currently lived. I moved here like 6 months ago. So now I found a new apartment that I feel like I want to move there. But honestly, I wasn't ready to move at all. In fact, moving out was not on my list for the next like 1 year. Yeah. So I was like, this place where I'm currently staying, I'm going to like live here for like a year. Maybe if I was to move, my plan was to move out like next year, sometime next year. I didn't even have a time frame because I am perfectly comfortable with the where I, not really perfectly, okay, perfectly is just pushing it too much, but somehow comfortable with where I'm currently living. But then I saw this apartment. I went to my friend's place and she was living this like place, and then she even told me that the new apartment is like what, and I loved it, like it was so nice, and I had not planned, like but ever since that day I visited my friend, that place has been on my mind. You ever felt like you go to a place and you feel like, this is the one, like this is the one. I don't know. I just felt that way. That place gave me that feeling, like wow, this is the place. I don't know. I just felt, and I've tried to brush off that feeling, like okay, sis, you're just looking for a reason to make some impulsive decisions. Please don't make impulsive decisions, you know. Don't want to make some decisions and then regret later. Maybe I want to make the decision to move out and then I regret later. So it's like, okay, just shut up, because you're gonna make, don't be influenced by dual, just like don't be influenced to make impulsive decisions. That's what I was telling myself. But then many days have passed and I still can't shrug that feeling. It's just in my head. One thing about me, if I want something, I want it. I heroic taka kitu na imetaka, honestly. If my the heart wants what it wants. Selena Gomez said, the heart wants what it wants. Honestly, if me, I want something, I just want it. Like my heart will not be at peace until I get that what I want. I get it. I don't know. And so I was like, okay, moving out wasn't on my plan. But then I'm like, it's not actually a bad idea. Like I've already lived here for 6 months. It's not like I was going to be living here for my entire lifetime. Honestly, no. I have to move. I have to explore my wings. I have to change. That's why I was scared of change, because I'm already used to where I live. I'm already used to my routine. I'm already used to this location, and I'm like, okay, am I really sure I want to move to a different location? So I haven't made up my mind, you guys. Okay, I won't lie, I haven't made up my mind. I'm still like thinking. Of course, you have to, that's why I'm saying it's adulting. I have to like consider a lot of things before I make the decision to move out. Of course, I prayed. Hey, one thing about me, when I'm stressed, I'm gonna get on my knees and pray. So like I was praying to God, like, God, give me a sign. I need you, God. Give me a sign. Like, what should I do? Because I don't want to make a bad, honestly, I don't want to make like an impulsive and bad decision. Because, you know, like moving house, our houses are our sacred places. Like those are your special places. after fighting with the world the entire day, and then you come back to your sacred place, your home. So you just don't randomly just live anywhere. You live where it's gonna be a calm and peaceful place for you, where you're gonna make that place a home and a beautiful home for yourself. So have a lot of things that I really have to consider, but that place is calling me by my full government names. Anyway, I'm gonna update you guys if I make the decision. But if you wanna know the decision, check out my YouTube. The dates. If I move, you're gonna see it on YouTube first. So I don't know. You better subscribe. But yeah, that's just what has even really inspired this decision. Actually, me, I hate like date moving like 6 months. I'm just even settling here because just 6 months is kidogo time for me. So I was like, I'm just starting to settle in this place, and then I wanna move again. I'm not ready, honestly, but I'm still considering the facts and everything. But if I make a decision, of course, I'm gonna share it on my. You're gonna know on my YouTube, and even I'm gonna share the insights here. Anyway, that's just what inspired. But I was like, again, life is short. But there's something I learned. There's something I recently learned even. When you talk about changes, that if I'm doing something, that's how I'm currently viewing my life. Like, that's how I'm currently just viewing life. Like, if I'm doing something today, it's because I want to do it. If I'm doing something today, it's because I want to do it. If I don't want to do it tomorrow, and it's okay. Like, I feel like human beings, we always programmed to see things with the time frame, to see things with a time frame, something like that. Like if your marriage, let's say you get married for like 3 years, and then you divorce after, like you get married and then divorce after 3 years, then you're like, that marriage was a failure because you guys divorced you guys got a divorce after 3 years. But what if that marriage was just meant to last for 3 years? What if that marriage was just meant to last for 3 years? You start a business and then you run the business for 2 years, 5 years. You run the business for that time. And then, of course, after maybe 4 years, 3 years, you close down the business. And then you're like, okay, your business failed. But it didn't. What if that business was meant to run for 3 years? What if that business was meant to last for 2 years and such a time? And it's, yeah, we have this forever analogy as human beings, that if something didn't last forever, it was a failure. But that's not. What if it was just good for a season? Be it business, marriage. What if it was just good for a season? Because we feel like like as human beings, you feel like we're auditioning for a lifetime, and it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be that way. That's why change is inevitable. What if that marriage was meant to last for 2 years? What if that business was meant to run for 3 years? You've learned what you learned during that period of time, and it's time for you to move and do something else. So that's how I'm currently living my life, by the way. If I'm doing something today, it's because I want to do it. And if I don't want to do it tomorrow, it's okay. It's okay for me to do something else. You guys, that thing really, it changed how I view everything. It changed how I view everything in life. Like, we should get rid of that forever analogy, honestly. You should get rid of that. And that's what I was saying. That's how I related to it when I was, like, thinking about change. Like, okay, I was not going to live in this house forever. Change is inevitable. What if I was meant to live here for 6 months? Although my plan was to live here for maybe a year or two. I was comfortable. So my plan was to live here maybe in a year or two. But what if I was just meant to live for 6 months? I was just meant to settle here 6 months and then find a better place. So yeah, you guys, think about that. Think about that, because comfort is the devil. Comfort is the devil. Go out there. Of course, fear is there. But go out there. Get out of your comfort zone. Comfort is the devil. Go out. Even like I was saying, I'm already so used to this place. I'm comfortable with where I'm living. But then, I've not tried that new place. What's it gonna bring? Don't be, never settle. Like they always say, never rest, never settle. Yeah. Life's too short to limit myself. So yeah, basically, those are some of the things I have come to terms with while doing. One thing about me, I'll research. When I'm about to make a big decision, I will do my research. Hey, I will do my due diligence. I just don't wake up and say, I'm doing this. Nah. Especially if it's like an important life decision, I'm gonna do my research, I'm gonna consult, I'm gonna pray about it, and then make sure I take the right decision. So change can be scary and uncomfortable, but it's also a necessary part of growth and process. When facing change, try to focus on the potential benefits and opportunities that it can bring rather than just the potential risks. Remember to also stay flexible and adaptable and seek support from those around you. By embracing change, you can unlock new possibilities and achieve greater success. Yeah, yeah. You heard that? Best of luck. So overcome your fear of change. Overcome your fear of change. Being fearful is completely normal, but overcome your fear of change. I read somewhere that courage doesn't come from doing something without fear. Courage comes from the person who is fearful but does it anyways. So if you're listening to this podcast and there's something you've been wanting to do, there's a big decision you need to make, or there's something just you've been wanting to do for a long time, but fear has been holding you back, take this as a sign to do it. Do it scared. They say do it scared. Yeah, take this as a sign to do it scared. And you don't know what the other side of fear holds for you. You do not have an idea, and you just have to take that leap of faith and do it regardless. So yeah, that's just today's episode, honestly. Scared of change, fear of failure and whatnot. Comfort is the devil, you guys. Comfort zone, the worst place to be. So stand up, put your best courage shoes on and conquer. Conquer, take on the world like it's yours. Take on the world like it's yours. Other people have been dealing with fear, what they were saying, and someone said here that I learned that fear of failure is what kept me back from doing many things in life. Overcoming the fear of failure wasn't easy, but it's so much better on the other side. Doing new things and trying to achieve goals you've been dreaming about. Yep. Yep, 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 exactly. Everything we ever want is on the other side of fear. So yeah, I hope this episode has encouraged you to take a leap of faith and chase your dreams, chase your big dreams, make those big decisions, because we are not here for long. We are not here for long, and the worst thing about life is living with regret. Like, I wish I did this. Oh, I had the opportunity. And no. So take that leap of fear. Take that leap of faith. Sorry. Take that leap of faith and see what the other side of fear has in store for you. So I hope this episode has encouraged you. And I hope you've learned something from this episode. I don't even know how long this is. But yeah, that's just today's episode. Today's Sunday's episode. So yeah, I hope you've learned something. Anyway, continue submitting your unspoken story application. You guys are so excited. I'm so excited. You guys have no idea. Yeah, so check out the link. Submit, share with someone you know has an inspiring story or has a story that they want to share with the world. And I'm going to get back to you. So that's all for today's episode. See you tomorrow. Today's Tuesday, so see you tomorrow for another episode. Until then, adios.